Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Hey, good morning, everybody, or in the case of you folks living in the Eastern time zone, good afternoon, and welcome back to the last 25 minutes of this here live show, Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Hey, we're live streaming on Facebook and YouTube, live video streaming. If you want to join us there, Facebook or YouTube, just type in Today's Issues. If you want to send us an email, comments@AFR.net, comments@AFR.net. Steve Jordahl joins Ed and yours truly now. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, all.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm well, thank you.
What's that tie you got on? I know folks can't see it, but it's a...
It's just a tie. It's actually a tie. This looks retro. This is a tie that I have owned since the 1980s. It is a narrow leather tie.
Red leather with black shirt.
I know.
You look like a mobster, man.
Yeah.
Tommy Two Toes.
That's right.
Go get Tommy Ten Toes.
Were those popular in the 80s?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. This is, you know,
I'm taking your
Steve
word
Taylor.
For it,
remember the...
Oh, Steve Taylor, the singer?
Singer? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I still
have one of his albums.
I know.
Meltdown,
I Want to Be a Clone.
Yeah.
That's good stuff. Well, the reason I wouldn't know, and I do remember now, Steve Taylor, the Christian...
Singer. Songwriter.
But I've just been opposed to ties my whole life.
I'm trying to lead by example.
If I ever run
really
for
following.
Office, that's going to be one
trouble.
Of my. Huh? What'd you say?
I said I'm trying to lead by example around here, but nobody's following. So you know,
yeah.
They say if you're leading and nobody's,
you're going to lose that one.
You're just taking a walk.
I think ties are with the devil.
Nobody on the leadership team here.
Yep.
You're not getting that thing around my neck.
I wear ties. If I have to go to a graduation,
yeah,
or a funeral,
or a wedding, maybe
wedding, on occasion, but that's about it.
I think that's of the Lord, brother. Mm-hmm. I don't think God intended us to wear ties. It just doesn't make any sense.
My dad wore ties his whole life.
Yeah, he did.
We come into work. My dad's still alive.
He's 82. But he's probably not wearing ties.
But
now,
he doesn't wear ties now. But he worked. He you know. But he was a pastor,
right?
And you know all those back before casual dress became the end.
Did you
thing.
Say you one time he was mowing the church yard with a shirt and tie?
I wouldn't be surprised. My dad was a pastor in the '60s and '70s and '80s, and he had formed this ministry by
'77.
But he worked. But all pastors wore ties back then.
Yeah.
Well. Most men did.
And that's true.
Most men wore ties to their jobs or even casually. I mean, out just going to ball games.
Probably
such.
Late 60s, early 70s, that was still the... And in the 60s, a lot of them, early 60s at least, they all wore hats too.
Hats and ties.
Yep.
Yep, that was the thing. But anyway, Steve, just you're seeing your retro tie there made me ask the question.
I have a lot of ties in my closet, and I like ties. I just
we're actually trying to move away from that discussion. Steve.
Yeah, this is not. This shouldn't divide us. It shouldn't be. It shouldn't. People want to wear ties. God bless them. But
there you go.
But those among us who choose not to should not be judged either.
And Steve, there are actually a person or two on Facebook who want to see you. Now we can't, folks. We can't because. We are seeing him in an internal feed and can't.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't have brought it up since our folks can't see Steve, but he's got a. Anyway, I think we've exhausted this.
Yes.
Topic. Time to move on, Steve.
All right.
To more encouraging news.
Well, the move to impeach President Trump a second time is running apace. Right now, as we speak, the House is voting on whether or not to begin debate. On impeachment. The vote as of right now with 14 votes, Congress members not having voted yet, is exactly along, divided by party lines.
Have the Dominion machines reported yet?
No, they're going to stop the count, and we'll pick that up tomorrow, I think.
Virtual right. Fist bump on that one. That's good.
Yeah.
By the way, Dominion.
Let's flip some of those votes.
By the way, Dominion, I was kidding. I'm just joking, man. Don't sue us,
Don't
please.
Sue us for $1.5 billion.
Just a joke.
Right. Oh, my gosh.
Go ahead, Steve.
There are competing narratives out there and about what has happened over the last, since November. And the one that purports closer to the truth than the other is losing badly. So the narrative that everybody wants to especially in the mainstream media, wants to have out there is that President Trump incited a riot, that the election wasn't stolen, that he lied about it, he knew about it. They look at you like you have three heads if you disagree with them. I want to play you a couple of clips. The first one I'm going to play is New Jersey Congresswoman Mikey Sherrill. She is actually accusing members of Congress, her colleagues, of leading these rioters through the Capitol the day before the riot as a reconnaissance mission. That they were aiding and abetting in that because they obviously knew this was going to happen. This is ridiculous, but listen to cut 11.
I also intend to see that those members of Congress who abetted him, those members of Congress who had groups coming through the Capitol that I saw on January 5th, a reconnaissance for the next day, those members of Congress that incited this violent crowd, those members of Congress that attempted to help our president undermine our democracy, I'm going to see that they're held accountable and, if necessary, ensure that they don't serve in Congress.
What's she talking about?
She's a dreamer. She is a left-wing, nutso-in-the-head dreamer. She is accusing the Republicans in the House who were giving tours on the 5th, the day before what happened at the Capitol, the takeover of the Capitol. She's accusing them of running reconnaissance to scope out the House, the Capitol building, for the rioters. She is angry at them for, what she says, abetting the president, helping him undermine democracy. She wants to hold them accountable, number one, and number two, have them drummed out of Congress. She is delusional, and in fact, if there was... if there wasn't so much bias in the House, they should censure her. They should censure her for accusing members of the House of trying to undermine the Republic. But that's not going to happen. There'll be people patting her on the back for being brave. That's just delusional.
Where is she from?
New Jersey.
She's a Congress.
I'm shocked.
Congresswoman from New Jersey.
Yes, she is. And a Democrat.
Well, none of that's going to happen,
right?
Which she said. But
did she offer proof? I mean, that's an extremely serious accusation you're making.
That's why I'm saying she should be censured.
Yeah. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, this is how unhinged the left has become over President Trump and this narrative that he's as guilty as sin. This, I want you to listen to CNN contributor and former Homeland Security official. Her name is Juliette Kayyem. She's on CNN. Accusing Trump of being the leader of a domestic terror group. Listen to Cut 10.
Trump is the spiritual, but I will also say operational leader of this domestic terrorism effort. He tells them where to go. He tells them what to do. He tells them why they're angry. And so we need to start at the top, like any counterterrorism effort, which is total isolation of the President of the United States. Impeachment, yes. 25th Amendment, yes. Deplatforming, yes. All of the above. No money, no access to campaign funds, a complete isolation, because as the leader of a terrorist organization is viewed as a loser, as a not winner, it is harder for him to recruit. Look, he's going to have his radical elements. We will arrest them. We will isolate them. But what we have to make sure is that Donald Trump does not have a second act. I know I sound incredibly harsh right now calling the president this, but we are in the tactical response right now. Enough with the let's unity and stuff.
Who was that?
Now, who's that nutcase?
Don't tell me it's another New Jersey lady.
I don't know where she's from, but she's a former Homeland Security official. Her name is Juliette Kayyem. She's a contributor on CNN.
Oh, well, I'm just I'm stunned that she's a contributor on CNN.
Right.
They are usually so even-handed and reputable.
Steve, I don't have high blood pressure.
It's coming, though, isn't it?
And I don't want it because it's not good for you.
Uh-huh.
Your story so far at 15 minutes.
I want to start talking about his tie again.
15 minutes after the hour. I'm just you're pointing out some of them on the left are unhinged. That's what Nancy Pelosi NP calls Donald Trump president, but they domestic terrorism? Huh? That's what she's calling it. Domestic.
Well, let me just
no, he's the leader of a domestic
all because of last Wednesday at the Capitol.
Yeah, which he has condemned.
Yes, and let me quote a very wise man, Tim Wildman, from the show yesterday, because these are the same kinds of people who, when there is an actual terrorist attack by a Muslim jihadist, will say, this is an individual who is unhinged and does not represent the majority of Muslims who are peace-loving people. Where are they when you get, because I guarantee you the vast majority of Trump supporters did not like what happened and despised what happened at the Capitol last Wednesday.
And we're being all lumped together by the left,
bingo,
the liberal, by the left and the media, by the same people who in any other circumstance would say you can't lump everybody together.
Right. Because of the actions.
Because of the actions of a few.
Of a few.
Yeah. That's what they said this summer.
Yes.
It said the Black Lives Matter movement is not represented by those who loot, and some of them said this, those who condemn the looting and the burning down and the rioting. They said you can't blame all people who supported the BLM movement because of those actions. Those same people are saying you can blame all Trump supporters for having what took place, including the president. Go ahead, Steve.
To your point, I want you to hear, and this will help your blood pressure come down. At least you'll probably cheer this on. Matt Gaetz was on the House floor, and this was during the debate on whether or not to invoke the 25th Amendment. They did, which calls on Vice President Mike Pence to oust him using the 25th Amendment. Mike Pence said, no, that's not going to happen. But listen to Matt Gaetz pointing out the hypocrisy of the Democrat Party. Cut 9.
I join the bipartisan caucus condemning the violence that we saw at our Capitol, but the hypocrisy is just downright disorienting. President Trump called for protests that would be peaceful and patriotic. He got labeled a national security threat. Yet the gentlelady from California can call on her supporters to get physical and in the faces of Republicans, and she gets the chairmanship of the Financial Services Committee. Republican members of Congress utilized a process contemplated in the Constitution to offer an objection, and we were labeled seditionists. Democrat members of Congress raised funds for groups attacking our police, burning our cities, destroying our businesses, establishing autonomous zones, and they were celebrated as justice warriors. Wednesday, they called for unity, democracy, and healing. Now, just days later, seeking power and political advantage, the Democrats have reverted to the mean. They've gone back to their natural state, the party of impeachment, removal, and division.
Go, Matt Gaetz.
Wow, that was
great.
That was great.
If he were here, I'd high-five him with both hands.
I'd give him a hug.
Yeah.
Would it be high 10?
You can't.
But wearing masks.
Yeah, you can't hug without.
So it would be socially distanced.
Okay, I just want to make sure you're not promoting anti-science.
Huh? No, that was excellent.
Yeah.
Pointing out their hypocrisy.
He represents the panhandle, right? In Florida.
Yeah, I believe he does.
Matt Gaetz. Anyway, man, that was awesome right there. All right.
So Steve's bumping it up a notch. Getting a little more positivity.
Blood pressure came down right there. Although maybe it was elevated because I like what he said. Doesn't that happen? I don't know.
Stress is stress, whether it's good stress or bad stress.
Blood pressure expert.
Can we move away from politics for just half a second?
Well, go. I don't know. Can you?
Go.
I can.
Go.
The Supreme Court yesterday ruled that women must visit a doctor's office, a hospital, or a clinic in person if they want to get the medical abortion pill, the mifepristone, which is part of the RU-46 cocktail. They can't get it even during COVID without visiting a doctor. The court split. It was the six three. So it was the six conservatives, five conservatives, and Chief Justice Roberts, and against the liberals.
Yeah, it's a pro-life victory right there.
It is. It's good.
Pro-life victory. Again, what as I understand it, the pro-abortion side wanted to say that women should get an abortion, could be able to get an abortion pill or prescription without having to go see the doctor.
Right.
And the Supreme Court said, where was the law passed that said, no, you had to go physically in person see a doctor?
This was U.S. District Judge Theodore Chung affirmed the suspension of the rule in December. I will have
it
to
was,
look that
It was the Ninth Circuit.
So it was probably California.
California area out there, out west. Anyway, the point is it's a pro-life win at the Supreme Court, 6-3.
Yep.
Right?
Yes. That is a pro-life win. It is kind of bizarre that we're calling it a win. It is a win because we're saying that they can still kill their babies, but they just have to go see a doctor
with a pill.
With the pill.
Well, yeah.
But we do celebrate the fact that at least you can't get it. You know,
not
in
making
the mail.
It easier.
Yes, that's right.
It's dangerous. That pill is a dangerous cocktail.
Right.
You know. One of the things that the Congress was voting on, the House is voting on today, we just talked about the fact that they're voting on whether or not to proceed with impeachment of President Trump. But as is the want of members of both parties, actually the House, they put a couple other measures in this resolution. They are now going to fine members of the House who do not wear a mask or whose mask slips during on the floor, $500 for the first time, $2,500 the second time they do that. They refuse to wear a mask or it slips. And they have voted to put metal detectors at the doors of the House of Representatives that the members themselves have to go through in order to get on the floor. This is not going over well with many Republicans.
Well, can they do that? Can they fine House members? That kind of thing?
Put whatever rules they want in the House. It's their House. It's their rules.
You mean whoever's in the majority sets the rules?
Well, yeah.
You're right?
It's a majority vote, so yeah.
How do they collect that? I mean, do you have to put it in
quarters?
The kitty?
Put it in the swear jar.
I mean, if somebody gets fined and they say, I'm not paying it, what do? They can't dock their pay. I mean, that comes from – that's already in the budget. You can't take that away, I don't guess.
Well,
I don't know. That just seems bizarre to me.
They're stipulating that fines cannot be paid with members' campaign funds or their expense accounts. It's got to come out of their pockets.
Now, Nancy, NP, I'm going to need to violate my own rules here. NP, NP was the one who's pushing this.
Well, it came by Brown and Dingell, Debbie Dingell and Anthony Brown.
Sounds like a cereal.
I know. Huh? It's a law firm. A law firm of Brown and Dingell.
Hey, honey. Pick up some milk and some Brown and Dingles, if you would. You know, the kind that have the honey coating.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, where was I?
She's
the one.
NP.
NP is the one who last week, when they were voting for her to be Speaker of the House again, she allowed at least one of the Congresswomen to come in to the House, physically come into the House of Representatives and vote, who was COVID positive.
Yes. I'm just telling you.
And then they preach
crazy
about this.
Yes. You got to wear a mask.
That's what I'm saying.
They got angry. You said you saw a video from the lockdown when they had to isolate members of Congress during the takeover of the Capitol and they were arguing about who was wearing masks.
It was a microcosm of America, man. You had these Republicans over here, and they were arguing with the Democrat. At least two or three of them were arguing with a couple of Democrats about wearing a mask.
Right.
In the bunker.
Wherever they
were being held.
Right.
Wherever they were being held. So, like I said.
So Nancy Pelosi who brought in a COVID positive member so that she could cast a vote for her as Speaker.
Yes. She wouldn't have let her in if she was going to vote against her.
Right.
She brought a COVID positive person into the House of Representatives.
Into the chamber.
Chamber. So that she could vote for her, and then I guess she left. This is the same person now saying, you know, I'm going to fine you if you don't wear a mask, other congressmen.
We got to protect. You got to protect people.
By the way, related to the mask question, have y'all watched sports?
I have, in my past.
These coaches.
Yes.
Have you watched these coaches on the sideline? I don't care what sport it is. Have you watched them try to wear a mask?
Yeah. They have to pull it down to yell at the ref and then put it back up.
Yeah. Are there players?
Yeah.
It's just
it's insane.
You can tell they're all compelled to wear a mask by their bosses, be they a team owner or
an
athletic director. But none of them wear if they want to say something to their players, they pull down their mask.
Yes.
And yell at them, therefore projecting.
I know.
And then they pull their mask back up.
Yes.
And you're going, what?
What's the purpose?
The whole point.
And then you got
most all the coaches, either they have their mask below their nose.
Yes.
Yes. And then a lot of them, I've seen, just keep it below their chin altogether. It's just on their face so they can say, I had it on.
It's what members of my family call a show mask.
A show mask.
It's a show mask. It's not really there to work, or it's certainly not going to work the way everyone's wearing it. But when I get out of the car, I put the show mask on, and I go in so I don't get yelled at or turned away at the door. But everybody's got to know this is not helping or working.
Oh, I've heard multiple doctors say that most all of these masks are worthless.
Yes.
In terms of stopping a virus.
Right.
But, you know, I'm just saying, I just find it humorous watching these coaches. Now, hockey's coming up. I'm talking about basketball and basketball and football coaches.
Oh, hockey will be the same.
Hockey will be the same way. They'll be yelling.
Tonight. Yep.
And they're going to pull their mask down to project and then pull their mask back up just to breathe.
Yes. Yes, it's crazy. And you know when they talk, probably most of them, when they're talking to their players, pull the mask down.
They pull the mask down.
Yeah, so they can hear them and understand them.
Yeah.
And then put it back up when they're not talking to anybody.
All right, Steve. I just had to point that out.
My blood pressure is now down to normal. This is awesome. This
Me
is
too.
Good.
Me too.
There you go. Well, let me give you the latest from the august news service, the Babylon Bee, who is reporting that ignorant Republicans riot and don't even get any big screen TVs.
Yes, I saw that. And let me tell you something. Over the last couple, since the election, and really the month leading up to the election, the Babylon Bee, which again is a Christian satire site, they were on fire. Just every day, two or three laugh out loud headlines and stories. So, listen, check out the Babylon Bee. It is very, very funny stuff. Now, CNN, by the way, CNN, did I read this right? They're pulling out of airports?
Yeah. Praise God.
Yeah, they're ending
their... You talk about high blood pressure.
Yes.
I have to walk through airports and see CNN everywhere. That affected my health.
Yes.
And now CNN is no longer going to be in airports all over the country.
Well, at least as the network of choice. I don't know whether, you know, they may turn them on, but... I don't know.
They had a special channel dedicated to airports. CNN did, and they can't afford a special deal. They can't afford it anymore.
Okay.
And also, they're saying people get their news on their phone anyway. So
okay.
Why be there? But just having to look at it everywhere I went. You can't escape it in airports. Thank you, Steve.
My pleasure.
Folks, we hope you have a wonderful day, and keep listening to American Family Radio. And we shall see you back here tomorrow.